Hi, my name is Tony Adams. I am the writer and performer of Tony Wrestles a Stranger. I am white and mask presenting. I use they, them, and he, him pronouns. I'm of average height and average build. In this play, I am dressed in a white t-shirt with blue jeans and no shoes or socks. Later in the play, I do take these clothes off and reveal that I'm wearing a blue spandex wrestling singlet underneath. This is a solo show, but there is a bit of a surprise cameo, so from here on out, there will be some spoilers. Later into the piece, a wrestler enters. This is an older man, around 60 years old. They have a leather vest as well as a leather mask on. They come in when you hear this sound. So that will be when the wrestler enters the play. This play is a bit of a contemplation on my daddy issues. Basically, I realized in not knowing my father that I have a complex around older men where I'm always vying for their affection and their attention. Basically, I can never be cool or collected around them. So through that kind of lens, I started to explore a piece about gender and whiteness and masculinity, queerness, basically all the facets that go into being who I am. This play doesn't follow a linear storyline. It's more of a cabaret style, disparate pieces exploring all of these topics. On the stage, there is in the center a metal trash can. I end up sitting in that for a duration of the play. On the left, there is a table with some props on it. So there would be some folders with some scripts in it, a tennis ball, and a drywall repair kit. On the right side of the stage, there is a 4 foot by 6 foot wall and two blue rubber mats. We also use a lot of projections in the piece. These are more to reinforce the moment, and they're not essential to understanding the play. I will get audience members to fill in for parts of my father, so I will pick people a little bit at random. And I'm getting them to do a scene with me that I wish I could be doing with my father. So when you hear this music, this kind of light jazz number, that's when I'm doing scenes, or I'm about to do a scene with the audience member. Now there's another part in the play where I'm giving an ode to all the men in my life. For every man that I give an ode to, I eat a hot dog in their honor. So when you hear this music, that's what's happening. Once I stop talking, it's because I'm devouring a hot dog. The hot dog is a little bit up to why I'm eating the hot dog is a bit up to interpretation. Is it me internalizing their affect? Is it a bit of a sexual thing? Some points it's really hard for me to get these hot dogs down. So that's kind of what's happening there. Later in the show, I am discussing aspects of my body and my relationship to my body. There's a very subtle track in the background, and I'll be performing burpees the whole time that I'm doing this section. A burpee is where I start standing, I lower myself to the ground, I do a push-up, get up, and then do a jump. And so I do this for a very long time. As I'm going through it, my body and my form of the exercise itself starts to deteriorate. Sweat is piling onto the stage. When the wrestler enters, so that sound we heard before, that's because I've just punched a hole in the wall. So the wrestler comes in, I try to give him a hug, he just knees me in the stomach. And we continue to fight. I punch a hole in the wall because I'm feeling so much. I'm very upset. And I don't know how to control my feelings or how to express them in any other way other than punching a hole in the wall. Later on, I will kind of reveal some things about myself and my relationship to my father. And there's a line where I say, "Does anyone know how to fix this?" I'm referring to the wall I just punched. And so I take that wall, lay it down, and I start to try to repair it with the drywall repair kit that I have. I struggle to get it done, so I'm tearing bits of the wall apart to try to fill the hole. And this kind of escalates into a bit of a dance and a movement. It's scored by this as I try to wrestle with fixing this hole. I'm almost treating it like it's my wrestling partner until I finally come to a moment of stillness, and the wrestling moves become more of a slow embrace, and I'm holding an invisible figure in a hug. That's everything I can think to put in here. I hope that this is helpful for you, and I'm really excited to have you at the show.